第11到第25节。请弟我读单数节，请弟兄姐妹以齐声的方式读双数节。彼得前书2章第11节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王。因为神的旨意是原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知的人的口。勿要尊敬众人。亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因耶稣也为因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他被骂不还口，受害不说威胁的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。我们从前好像迷途的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。感谢主，让我们时间表交给丹娜。
Good morning, everyone.
早安。
It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning. I've had a connection with the Chinese church and Chinese fellowship for about since 1990.
能够来到你们中间分享是我的荣幸。自从1990年开始，我跟这里的华人教会跟团契就有一直都有联络。
1990, I came to Purdue as a graduate student and began coming to the Friday night fellowship. At that time, there was no church.
1990年的时候，我来到 Purdue 作为一位研究生，然后我参加这里的华人基督徒的团契。那时候教会还没有建立起来。
And then from 1993 to 95, I went to China to teach English. And then when I came back to Purdue to continue my graduate school, there was a Chinese church here meeting every Sunday morning.
1993年到95年的时候，我回到中国大陆去教英文。然后当我回来之后呢，我就发觉了，这里教会已经成立了。
And so I have a special love for this fellowship and this church. And in fact, it was during the Friday night fellowship that I met my wife.
所以我对这里的华人教会跟团契有特别的感情，我也特别的爱这教会跟团契。其实我在星期五晚上的聚会里面，我就认识了我现在的，就是我的夫人。
She's from Macau, and we've been married for about 15 years. We have four children now, ages 4, 7, 10, and 12.
我跟我太太在这里结婚。我太太是从澳门来的，我现在有四个孩子，他们的年龄是四岁、七岁、十一、十三、
十二、
十二。
Yeah, and I've had the privilege to learn a lot about Chinese culture from this fellowship and also from my wife.
我能够从这个教会还有我的太太里面学到不少的中国文化，这是我的荣幸。
Yeah. One thing I learned is that there's four Chinese classic novels that are very famous.
那我跟你们就学到原来有四本中国的古典的名著。
The Journey to the West, Dream of the Red Mansion, and The Water Margin, and Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
有西游记，有红楼梦，有三国演义，还有水浒传。
And recently, a friend blessed us with the English translation of Journey to the West.
最近我们有朋友就将《西游记》翻译本给我们，英文的翻译本送给了我们。
And so now we're reading it together as a family. We've been doing that for the past 6 months. We read through part of it, and then after we read a section, we look at the YouTube video for the 1980s version, which I hear is the best one. Very good.
那过去半年之内呢，我们一家人整家人一起来看这个翻译的《西游记》。看完了之后呢，我们就来看那YouTube上面的video，它是就是录影带，它是1980年据说是最好的版本《西游记》的版本。And
in that book and video, we find that the concept of cultivating your conduct comes up again and again, which is an agricultural metaphor.
我们看这个录影带的时候，我们发觉它里面不断的提到要怎么培养你的品格，就好像农业里面的一个比喻，就是你要培养这种比喻。Yeah,
so just like you take care of plants by adding sun and water and nutrients to the soil, so we need to take care of our character by following the rules for good behavior, and then we can grow and mature.
你如果要种好一个植物的时候，它需要阳光、空气、水啊，或者是其他的养料。同样的，假如我们要有生长的好的话，我们要需要培养我们的品格。So
today we're going to start with some rules, and that's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. It says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." And keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable.
同样的，今天我们在这里要讲一些基督徒应有的一些律例，就像彼得前书十一章第二章十一节，我们刚才念的经文，他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因着你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。”
Okay, so the two rules there are abstain from the passions of the flesh and then keep your conduct among the Gentiles
honorable. 这里有提到两点，第一点就是要禁戒肉体的私欲，第二呢，就是在外邦人眼中要品行端正。
Now the heart of Christianity is not about keeping rules. The heart of Christianity is not about cultivating your conduct.
那我们知道基督教的中心并不是说要服从一些 规律，也不是说要培养你的品质而已。
Yeah, these are part of Christianity, but it's not the heart of Christianity.
这些是基督教的一部分，但不是基督教的中心。
So the heart of Christianity is a personal relationship with the person Jesus Christ. And because of our personal relationship with him, we love him and we want to do what pleases him.
我们基督教的中心是跟主建立私人的个人的关系。 因为我们跟他的关系，所以我们希望能够做出好行为，以至于能够讨他的喜悦。
Yeah. So Peter himself did not start his letter with rules for conduct, but he started his letter with some beautiful words about our relationship with God, what God has done for us, what a great privilege that is for us. So he starts out with this beautiful relationship between that he made possible. Between him and us.
所以彼得当他在写这卷书信的时候，他并不是开始写一些律例典章，而是提到了主耶稣跟我们的关系，上帝怎么爱我们，我们跟他的关系是怎么样。Yeah.
So let's look next at the deeper reasons why Peter gives us these rules. And I think they're very important and foundational. And I think there's five reasons in the text about why Peter gave us these two rules in verse 11 and 12.
接下来我们来比较深入一点来看彼得给我们的这一些要守的这些规矩是为什么定来的，里面大概有五点。Yeah.
So the first one is that we are part of a holy nation.
第一就是我们是属于一个圣洁国度的一部分。
Yeah. And this is from verse 9 says that we're part of a holy nation, and I use that as a way to summarize or to capture the main idea of what Peter's talked about in chapters 1 all the way through chapter 2, verse 10. There's a lot in there, just to summarize it with this.
圣洁的国度在彼得前书这里第九节，就是我们刚才念的经文前面一点就有提到。那我其实是用这节经文作为彼得前书前面一部分，从第一章到第二章第十节的一个总结。
Yeah. And so what holy nation are we a part of?
那我们所熟的所谓的圣洁的国度是什么样的呢？
Yeah, it's the kingdom of God.
这其实就是天国或者上帝的国。
So how does that help us abstain from the passions of the flesh?
那这样怎么样能够帮我们禁戒我们肉体的情欲呢？
A common thing to say to the or our children to train them is, well, you're 9 years old, so you should behave like that.
一般来说，当我们来训练一个小孩子的时候，比如我们会说你是九岁了已经，那你的行为要跟你的年龄要配合起来。
Yeah. So why do we say it that way? Well, it's because our hope is that they will be motivated to match their behavior with their identity.
那为什么我们会这么讲呢？我们是希望这样可以激励他们的行为能够跟他们的年纪能够相配。Yeah,
and so it also works for adults, and so let's try it.
那对成年人也是一样的，我们在这里尝试一下。So
we are members of God's kingdom, His able to overcome death kingdom, and we will reign forever with Him.
那我们是属于圣洁的国度，上帝的国度的一部分。我们将来会跟他一起作王，永远的作王。Yeah,
and so let's behave like it. Let's behave properly.
那我们也就需要要品行端正。Yeah.
All right. The second reason that we should abstain from the passions of the flesh, is from verse 11. Just at the beginning, it says, "We are loved by Peter and by God."
第二个原因，我们需要禁戒我们的私欲，就像在这里彼得前书所提到，就是说他说是我们是被神还有被彼得所爱的。Yeah,
now there in verse 11 says, "Beloved, is it Peter who loves them or God?" And I think both of them love them.
在第十一节那里提到亲爱的弟兄啊，就是这些弟兄是被爱的。那这里提到的被爱是被彼得爱呢，还是被天父来爱呢？其实是两者都有的。
Yeah. Certainly God loves them because he saved them.
很明显上帝爱我们，因为他救了我们。
Yeah, but Peter also loves them, and that's why he's writing them this letter.
那彼得当然也爱这些他写信收信的人，因为他写这封信给他。
And so let's follow Peter's example by loving our brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我们也学习彼得一样，一起来爱我们主内的弟兄姐妹们。
We need to avoid a common danger, common for you as the Chinese church and for myself as in the work that I do.
作为你们一个华人教会还有我自己来说，我们要避免一种容易犯的错误。
That danger is neglecting the love of the brothers and sisters because we focus all our energy on reaching out to the non-believers.
这种错误就是经常会发生，就是说我们忽略了弟兄姐妹所需要的爱，但是我们就将我们的精力、我们的爱全放在一些非信徒手中。
Yeah, so reaching out to non-believers is a privilege, and it's exciting, and it's Jesus' great commission.
能够接触到一些非信徒，这是我们需要做的事情，也是非常令人兴奋的，这也是主的大使命。
And reaching out to non-believers is especially exciting here in this university town and among the Chinese because there's such a good response.
在这个大学城里面有那么多的中国人，这也是特别令人兴奋的，因为我们一般得到很好的回应。Yeah,
yeah, but yet we must keep a balanced behavior and show love to the brothers and sisters as well as to the non-believers.
但是我们也要需要有一个平衡的安排，就是说我们当我们 对非基督徒表现我们的爱的时候，我们同时也对我们主内的弟兄姐妹表示我们的爱。Yeah,
so we need to be patient with the brothers and sisters when they need patience. We need to speak the truth in love when that's needed, and we need to show hospitality to both the non-believers and to the believers.
当他们有需要的时候，我们需要有耐心；那当他们需要接待的时候，我们要接待他们；当他们做错事情的时候，我们也要以爱心说诚实话。Yeah,
so this is following the example of Peter of loving them, patiently teaching them, and writing them this letter.
这就是彼得给我们的榜样，他爱他们， 而且为他们写这封信。
And so, in Peter's love for them, he does not just suggest that they abstain from the passions of the flesh, but he urges them, which is a very strong word, urges them to abstain to the passions, from the passions of the flesh.
所以彼得在这里不只是说提议他们要禁戒肉体的私欲，他其实是劝他们。
Yeah, and that's because he knows that it's for their own good that they abstain from the passions of the flesh.
因为他知道是为了，这是为了他们的好处，也就是说，当他们禁戒肉体的私欲的时候，这对他们是有好处的。
Well, the third reason that we should abstain from the passions of the flesh is that we are sojourners and exiles.
第三点就我们需要禁戒我们肉体的情欲，是因为我们基本上寄居的客旅。
And we see that from verse 11, it says, I urge you as sojourners and exiles. Now, what do sojourners do?
那十一节那里提到你们是客旅，是寄居的。那客旅或者寄居的人，他们一般要做一些什么事情呢？
Well, they don't get too comfortable where they are, and they don't immerse themselves into the culture.
他们一般不会在所居留的地方过得太舒服，而且他们也不会融入他们的文化里面。
Now, when I lived in China in the early 1990s teaching English, I naively thought that I could immerse myself in the Chinese culture and become sort of Chinese.
那我在1990年代的时候，我在中国里面教中文的时候呢，我曾经单纯的以为我很容易就我可以就是融入他们的文化里面。
After 2 years, I found that was impossible.
但在两年之后呢，我发觉这是不可能的。
I would never be viewed as an insider by the Chinese.
我大概不会被中国人看成是自己人。
So, and perhaps many of you here have a similar feeling because as you live in the States, a different culture from the one you grew up in.
也许在这里的各位在美国生活也有同样的感觉。
Yeah. Well, Peter urges us not to immerse ourselves in the common culture of the world. We're not supposed to try to get into the common culture of the world.
但其实彼得在这里是鼓励我们不要融入当地当时的文化里面。
And the common culture of the world that he's talking about is to focus on yourself, work hard to satisfy yourself, don't pay attention to what God says.
这里的现在我们当时流行的文化就是说，你要专注你自己，然后你可能或者是你自己就是作为一个工作狂，或者是做赚很多的钱，反正就是做一些事情，为了你自己去做。
Yeah. And so instead, the culture of the world tells us to satisfy ourselves with things like workaholism, pursuing money, seeking the praise of men, seeking sexual excitement in sinful ways, laziness, overeating, bursts of anger.
譬如当时流行的文化可能就是说我们可能作为花太多的时间在工作上，或者是对金钱的爱好，或者是寻找就是其他人的赞美。或者是你寻找在性上面的一些罪的一些喜乐，或者是你只是变成一个懒惰的人，或者是贪食，或者是很容易发怒。
And so some of these things are actively promoted by our culture, but others are just considered okay, and they're part of being human.
这些有时候是潮流的文化所鼓吹的。但另外有一些呢，就是说，这可能是人性的罪性，人的一些本性，所以不需要太担心。
Yeah, well, Peter wants us to stay away from this culture.
但彼得是希望我们能够从这种文化走开来。
Yeah, because we're sojourners and exiles here. This is not our home.
因为这世上是我们寄居的客旅，作为客旅的地方，不是我们的家。
Yeah. Well, the fourth reason that we should abstain from the passions of the flesh is that the passions of our flesh are waging war against our souls.
那第四点，我们要禁戒我们的私欲，是因为我们的私欲会跟我们的灵魂征战。
Yeah, now when we were unbelievers, there was no war.
当我们是还是非信徒的时候呢，我们没有不会有征战在我们里面。
So the passions of our flesh told us what to do, and mostly we did it.
我们肉体的情欲告诉我们要做一些什么事情，然后很多时候我们会做。
Now, when we became believers, God became our master, and the passions of our flesh were usurped.
但当我们作为一个基督徒的时候，主，上帝就是我们的主， 然后呢，这个肉体的私欲呢，就被他本来在我们身上的权利就被散夺了。
Yeah, and so now the passions of our flesh are still trying to control us, and they're fighting to get what they want. And we need to fight back in the power of the Holy Spirit because it's a war.
但是这个肉体的私欲还是继续要在我们中间夺道夺权。所以我们在心里面就有两种的权力在那里斗争，我们需要靠着圣灵来战胜它。
Yeah. All right, and then the reason five is from verse 12. The reason five we should abstain from the passions of the flesh is, well, because non-believers are watching, and so we want to give them no reason to speak against you and against God as evildoers.
第五点是我们要禁戒肉体的私欲，是因为外邦人在看着我们，为了神的荣耀，也为了我们在神里面的荣耀，不要让他们有讲毁谤的话的那个机会，所以我们需要禁戒我们肉体的私欲。
So among non-believers, believers have a reputation for being hypocritical, closed-minded, and proud.
在非基督徒里面，他们有时候会说基督徒是虚伪的、伪善的，或者是封闭的、思想封闭的，或者是太骄傲。
And more than just avoiding these bad behaviors, we need to behave so well that these non-believers will become believers.
我们除了要避开这种不好的行为以外呢，我们其实应该是如此的表现，以至于能够将这些非基督徒感化他们成为基督徒。
Yeah, that's what Peter says there at the end of verse 12, that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
这就是在彼得前书这里所提到的十二节那里提到的，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些诽谤你们是作恶的看见你们的好行为，就归荣耀给神。
Our goal is that they will glorify God as believers at some point in the future.
我们的目标就是说，将来在时间来到的时候，他们会将荣耀归给神，成为基督徒。
Well, these are five reasons why we should abstain from the passions of the flesh and keep our conduct among the non-believers honorable.
那刚才我们所提到就是第五点，就是说为什么我们要逃避自己肉体的私欲，就是让在我们在非基督徒面前变看成是品行端正。
Let me review. First is because we are part of a holy nation.
刚才我们提到五点，第一点让我来简单讲一下。第一点就是说我们是圣洁国度的一部分。
And we are loved by God, and we have love for others, and other believers, and other believers love us.
第二点是我们是被神所爱的，我们也爱其他的基督徒，其他的我们的弟兄姐妹也爱我们。
Yeah. We are sojourners and exiles here.
我们在世上是寄居的客旅。
There's a war. The passions of our flesh are waging war against our soul.
我们肉体的私欲会跟我们的灵魂征战。
And last is non-believers are watching us.
最后一点就是说非基督徒在看着我们。
Next, Peter moves on to tell us a specific way how we can keep our conduct among the non-believers honorable.
接着下来呢，彼得就告诉我们一些比较实际的例子，我们怎么做才能够在非基督徒眼中看为是品行端正。
And it's basically to submit to authority.
基本上来说呢，就是说我们要顺服掌权的。
Submitting to authority is a necessary basic part of being human.
能够顺服掌权的，其实是我们人性里面的一个基本的一种特性。
Now, as parents, teaching our children to submit to authority is a high priority.
对于父母亲或者家长来说呢，你们教导孩子来顺服权柄，其实是很重要的。
Yeah, well, we teach them from a very early age that if you don't submit to authority, then you will suffer.
那我们在孩子很小的时候，我们就教导他们，假如你不顺服权柄的话，你们将会受苦的。
So we say to them something like, either I, your parent, will punish you if you don't submit to authority, or if you're older and you still didn't learn this lesson, then the United States law system will punish you.
那我们会教导他们说，在你年轻的时候， 要么就是父母亲会惩罚你，假如你不顺服的话，要么当你长大之后呢，你就会受到这个美国的法律来制裁你，假如你不顺服这些掌权的人的话。
Parents must be clear with their children, starting from the time that they're babies, that the parent is the authority and not the child.
那父母亲在他们孩子成为婴孩阶段的时候，就要让他们知道他们是有权柄的，而不是那些孩子是有权柄的。
Well, you'll notice from verses 12 and 15 that they are very similar. Let me read it again. 12 says, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." 15 says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people."
那十二节跟十五节其实是很接近的。十二节那里他说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些诽谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。十五节那里说，因为神的旨意原是为要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知的人的口。
Now, in between these two verses is the teaching that we are to submit to the governing authorities.
在这两节经文之间所提的，就是说我们要顺服一些在上的掌权的人。
Okay, submitting to the government authorities looks good and glorifies God.
因为顺服掌权的人看起来是好的，而且能够将荣耀归给神。
Yeah. Of course, there are some occasions when we should not submit to the government, which the Bible teaches us.
那当然了，有一些情况之下呢，我们不应该顺服掌权的，在圣经里面也有教导。
But for the large majority of situations, we are to submit to the governing authorities.
但在大部分的情况之下呢，我们是要顺服掌权的。
And submitting to government authorities may be difficult for those who are young in the faith or those who are poorly taught.
要顺服一些掌权的有权柄的人，对一个年轻的人，或者是说特别是一个基督徒，当他们比较在主里面的日子比较年幼的时候，是不太容易的。
Yeah, because they may misunderstand the freedom that we have in Christ.
因为他们可能会不了解，其实我们在主里面的自由是怎么样的。
Yeah, they think their freedom in Christ means that they don't need to submit to the governing authorities.
他们可能会误以为在主里面的自由就是说代表我们不需要顺服任何的权柄。
Yeah, but Peter says in verse 16, not to use our freedom in this wrong way.
但彼得在16节那里说，我们不要将我们的自由用在错误的事情上。
Says live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil, but living as servants of God.
这里说到，你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由揭盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Peter next turns to servants or slaves and tells them to be submissive to their masters.
那彼得呢，接着下来有提到了仆人或者是奴隶，叫他们要顺服他们的主人。
And he not only says to submit to them, but he says to respect them in all ways.
他们不只是他这里所提到，不只是说要他们顺服主人，而是说要尊重他们。
And he says that you should do it not only for the good and gentle masters, but also for the unjust masters.
这里有提到了，你要顺服的不只是那一些善良温和的，就是对那些乖僻的也要顺服。
So why does Peter tell his readers to do this?
为什么彼得会这样告诉他的读者呢？
Well, I think there's three reasons from the text.
我想在这经文里面我们可以看到三点。
The first one is because it's a gracious thing.
第一是因为这是荣耀的，就是看起来是好的事情。
Yeah, like verse 19 says, "For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly." And verse 20, the second half of verse 20 says, "But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God."
这里提到就是说十九节提到就是说为叫良心对得起神，然后接下来也说这是可喜爱的。
Yeah, and then so the second reason that servants should submit to their masters is from verse 21. It's because Christ led the way and set the example for us.
第二点是因为二十一节那里所提到的，因为 主基督也受过苦，而且他为我们留下榜样。
So as Christ's followers, we are supposed to do what he did.
作为基督的跟随者，我们需要做他做的事情。
So when he was terribly mistreated during his trial and crucifixion, he was reviled, but he did not revile in return.
当他受苦的时候，当他被骂的时候，他并没有骂回去。
And he suffered, but he did not threaten.
虽然他受苦，但是他并没有威胁他们。
Yeah. And he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
他将自己交托给上帝，因为他相信上帝会带公义给人的。
Yeah, and so we see Peter is, well, we see Peter's talking to servants and slaves here, but do his words apply to us?
这里彼得讲的可能是说仆人或者是奴隶，但他对我们有用吗？
Well, certainly we have much more freedom in our workplace than do the servants and slaves of that day.
很明显，我们今天在生活里面，我们有的自由是比当年的仆人或者奴隶多很多的。
Even if you're a graduate researcher at Purdue, you still have more freedom than servants or slaves back then.
甚至是假如你是研究生做实验的时候的话，跟当年的仆人或者奴隶比，你是幸福多了。Now,
yet it still applies to us because there will be times in our work when those people over us will give us unjust treatment.
这段经文对我们还是有用的，因为我们在生活上或者在工作上还是有我们在上的人，也许他们不一定善待我们。Yeah,
people will misunderstand us or they will hurt us.
他们可能误会我们，他们也可能伤害我们。So
at those moments, Peter tells us, we need to turn our mind to Jesus and follow his example.
在那种情况之下，彼得告诉我们是说，我们要以耶稣为榜样。
And entrust ourselves to him who judges justly.
那将我们交托给上帝，因为他是带给我们带会带给带公义给我们的。
So putting ourselves into his hands, then we can focus on doing what's right.
当我们将自己交托给上帝的时候，我们就可以专心做自己应该做的事情。
And we need not fear being out of control because we know that our judge is in control of everything.
那我们也不会担心说事情出了我们的控制之外，因为我们相信我们所信赖的上帝，他在一切背后都会掌权的。And
this is very comforting and helpful.
这其实是让我们可以得到很安慰，而且会在困难的环境之下帮忙我们的。Okay.
The third reason that slaves and servants should submit to their masters is from verse 24.
第三点，就是仆人要顺服他们的主人，是在24节那里提到的。It's
Christ died for our sins so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
主为我们死了，以至于我们能够对罪死，是对着义活着。When
we're being misunderstood or hurt by others and we want to respond by hurting back, we recall, oh no, wait a minute, I died to my sin, and just like Christ died to sin, and so I no longer need to respond to sin and its demands. Sin no longer has power over me.
当别人对我们不住或者是伤害我们的时候，我们可能想着要报复，但是你就在停下来，你想一下，其实主为我们的罪死在十字架上，现在我已经是对罪死的。
Instead, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we choose to respond kindly and calmly.
靠着圣灵的力量，我们可以很平安地面对这些事情，平静地面对这些事情。Now,
at this point, some of you may have an objection rising in your mind.
那我知道我在这么讲的时候，你们中间可能有一些人在头脑里面会对这句话有一些反驳。
Yeah, it goes something like this. Well, this is a complex and potentially dangerous teaching of Christianity because of this teaching, many evil, powerful people have forced their will on the masses and have caused much harm.
你们可能会说，这可能是基督教里面一些比较危险的。 想法，因为就是因为这种原因，所以世上有一些独裁者，他们就 因着这个原因就能够夺取其他人的一些好处，作为他们自己私人的好处。
Yeah. But let's not be afraid of following Jesus' example, because God is really there and He's watching and He will judge justly.
但在从我们的角度上看，我们不需要担心这些事情，因为我们知道上帝在后面看着，他在一切的背后。
Yeah, he'll either judge justly in this life, or after we die during the final judgment, there will be justice.
他要么在我们在世上的时候施行审判，也可能在永恒里面他会施行审判。
So now, if we think that Christianity gives help and comfort for our lives, it's like a psychological help, and we don't really think God's existence is very important, then this teaching from Peter will be very hard to bear.
那假如我们说基督徒给人家的安慰或者是好处只是一些心理上的作用的时候，那而不是说从上帝上面来的能力来帮我们的话，那彼得在这里讲的话可能只是一个空洞的一段空洞的话。
Yeah, but if we firmly believe that God is there and He's actually watching us, and then this teaching can be very exciting for us because as we suffer these injustices, we can lean on God more and enjoy that.
但假如我们的上帝是真实的，我们的信仰是真实的话，这段话其实呢是会很会激励我们的，因为在一些这困难的环境之下，我们能够更加的依靠上帝，支取他的力量。
Well, we've already talked about submitting to those in authority over us in our work, especially when they mistreat or misunderstand us.
那我们刚才有提到，就我们要顺服上在上的掌权者，甚至是当他们不善待我们的时候。
And another point of application is to submit to the elders in the church.
另外一点我想要提到，就是说我们要顺服在教会里面的长老。
So Peter himself explicitly says this in chapter 5, verse 5 of this same letter.
彼得在这里第五章第五节里面很清楚地讲出这句话来。
He said, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders.
这里提到你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
Yeah. Now sometimes we feel that we are being mistreated or misunderstood by other Christians.
有时候我们会觉得我们在会被我们其他的基督徒误会误解。
And even being misunderstood, mistreated by the elders or deacons who have authority over us in the church.
甚至是被教会里面的长老或者是执事误解了我们。
And so what should our response be to that?
那我们要怎么样来回应呢？
Well, we could leave the church and which is a very familiar response, and sometimes I think it's the right thing to do.
那第一种可能性的反应就是我们离开教会，这种是经常会发生的事情，在某一些情况之下，这可能也是对的。
But perhaps in many cases, when we feel that we are suffering because of the elders or deacons, we can look at Christ and get comfort, strength, and endurance.
但在很多的情况之下，但我们觉得我们没有被长老或者是执事善待的时候，我们可以看一下主耶稣基督，让我们的心就会得到了医治。
And we could get comfort and strength to patiently endure while entrusting ourselves to Him who judges justly.
我们在主里面得到安慰，以至于能够忍耐或者是忍受一些我们看起来不对的事情。
And it may be a very good opportunity to experience the same things that Jesus experienced.
那其实这可能也是一个很好的机会，让我们来经历耶稣经历的。
Yeah, in some cases, the right thing to do, may be to follow the directions of Jesus in Matthew chapter 18.
也许一个正确的方法，就像主耶稣在马太福音第十八章里面教导我们的。
Yeah. Which Jesus says, when your brother sins against you, go and talk to that brother or sister face to face.
那你说到假如有弟兄得罪你的时候，你应该走到他跟前，跟他面对面讲清楚。
So whether to patiently endure or to go and talk to the church leaders directly or to leave the church takes discernment, prayer, and getting counsel from godly people.
那你可能会选择忍耐，或者选择 选择直接跟他讲，或者是选择离开教会。无论你怎么样，你都最好的办法就是你跟教会里面或者是组里面一些年长的基督徒跟他们分享。
Yeah, but here Peter reminds us that the option of patiently enduring is exciting because you're following in Jesus' steps.
但彼得在这里鼓励我们，我们要忍受，因为其实我们在。跟着主耶稣的脚步，所以这其实是很令人兴奋的。
Yeah, now let me summarize and conclude.
那我在这里简单做一个总结。
The two rules are to abstain from the passions of the flesh and to keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable.
这里有提到两个规矩，第一就是说我们要禁戒肉体的私欲，第二就是我们在行为上要行为端正，在外邦人面前。有做一个好榜样。
Yeah. And why? Well, because we are part of a holy nation.
为什么呢？因为我们是圣洁国度的一部分。
Yeah. We are loved by God, and we love other believers, and they love us.
我们是被神所爱的，我们爱其他的基督徒，其他基督徒也爱我们。
And we are sojourners and exiles here.
我们在世上是一个寄居的客旅。
There's a war. The passions of our flesh are waging war against us.
我们的私欲会跟我们的灵魂征战。
And non-believers are watching.
最后一点就是说，非基督徒在看着我们。
And one way how to keep our conduct honorable is to submit to authority.
怎么样来让我们行为品行端正呢？一个方法就是说，我们要顺服掌权者。
Submit to the governing authorities and to submit to those in authority over you in your work and church.
就是你来顺服政府的权柄，同时也顺服在教会里面或者在你工作的时候，顺服你在你上面有权柄的人。
And submitting like this is a gracious thing in God's sight.
那这种顺服在主里面，在上帝眼前是一件好事。
Mm-hmm. And it's also what we're called to do as followers of Christ.
这也是我们被呼召出来跟随主耶稣要去做的事情。
And it's also possible because we've died to sin.
那我们可以这么做，因为我们对罪来说我们已经死了。
So the overarching purpose for this is stated in chapter 2 verse 12 is that in this way, by behaving properly, we can be somebody who draws people to Christ when they see our honorable behavior.
我们做这些做所有这些事情，最后的原因或者是目的，就是说，当其他人看到我们的榜样的时候，就能够吸引他们来到主面前。
And may God give us the strength to do that. And let's pray.
愿神让我们有这种力量来做这些事情。让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you that you called us to be part of your holy nation.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你呼召我们成为你圣洁国度的一部分。
Thank you that we can play a part in glorifying you and drawing people to yourself.
我们感谢你，因为你让我们能够跟你同工，有机会能够将其他人带到你面前来。
Lord, would you please remind us when we're under pressure from mistreatment to follow in the footsteps of Jesus?
主啊，我们求你赐力量给我们，特别是当我们不被其他人善待的时候，让我们能够以你做我们的榜样。
And would you please remind us to entrust ourselves to you because you judge justly?
也教导我们，叫我们能够完全的交托自己到你手上。
So that in all things through our lives, you may be glorified and people can come to you.
以至于在我们的生命里面，其他人能够看到你自己。以至于他们能够来顺服你，能够归向你。
Thank you for Jesus, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢你，我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Okay. 弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起立唱回应诗歌。
但愿救主基督心意在我身上常彰显，愿主凭他 慈爱全能管理我言行，
但愿天父所赐恩典，
但愿天父所赐恩典，
时时刻刻在我心，
铭刻在我心，
令人明察我得胜利，
令人明察我得胜利，唯靠主大能。但愿基督耶稣的爱充满我心，满如海，高举基督谦卑虚己，爱中更化身。但愿天天和地刚强，奋勇坚定心天真，昂然向前，别时不顾，唯独认定主。
一起来唱三一颂。
赞美真神万福之根，地上圣灵当赞主恩，天上万军颂赞主名，赞美神父神子神灵。